Oh, well, the horse had a very early dressage yesterday. He was very early in the class. He did a great test. I mean, there's always talk that maybe if he'd been a little bit later in the draw, he might have had that extra mark or two, which maybe would have just snuck us in for the win. But today, the horse jumped his socks off. A super clear round. He was nowhere near a rail. I mean, he's so much talent for that phase. And I think he might have been the fastest horse today on the cross country as well. So, I mean, the cross country, when he came to me, was he was a little bit cheeky. I think he came here last year with a different rider and had a run out at an hour ahead. And that was definitely a bit of a concern with him to start with. But we've developed a great partnership throughout the summer, and he was really taking me and drawing me to the fences. He seems to be thoroughly enjoying himself and wanting to take it on. So when a horse is like that and you feel he's really working with you, it's just really enjoyable job riding them.
He's definitely done himself proud today. Could you tell me a little bit more about him and himself?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real character, real character, real happy soul. Like, he's really coming out of himself. And, you know, I enjoy a horse that's a bit quirky and just got a bit about it, really. And he's certainly that. But he's stunning to look at. You know, he moves really well. He jumps well, as he's proven here. And I just think he's only eight. You know, he just needs time to develop. And all of his movements now, he has them. But he just needs to build security and strength with them and develop as you'd expect the horses to do. But we'll head from here to have a run at Mill Street, and then hopefully Blenheim 8 and 9 year olds, where we'll hope to be competitive like we were here and maybe go that one step better.
And how is he, and how is you, of course, enjoying the atmosphere here at Gatcombe Park?
Yeah, Gatcombe's great. I mean, the sun's out. Well, luckily, we've got a little bit of breeze up here. It's a little bit hotter down in the bowl, but it draws the crowds out. And anyone that knows me knows that I quite like riding in front of the crowds. And I love it when they're all cheering and the atmosphere's wonderful. And they always lay on a wonderful show here. It's always run really well. The sponsorship is great. And yeah, I just think I'm really happy. I'm probably waffling on, but I'm over the moon at the moment, and I am thoroughly enjoying riding here and riding the horses that I have.
Of course, and with the Open, the Magic Millions Festival of Great British eventing tomorrow, how are you feeling about that?
Well, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to go get on Barrichello, who's a big 9-year-old chestnut horse. So he'll be young for this class, because there's a lot of experienced 4-star horses in it. But yeah, I'm hoping to post a nice dressage score and leave us in contention for the jumping phases. The course is big. It's always tough, because towards the end you have to do that big hill up around the final water. And you really need a horse with stamina and gallop. So I brought him here because he really does have a great gallop, and he is ever so scopey. He might be a bit young to sort of stay, but I think it'll be a great experience for him in the future, because I could see him galloping around a course, you know, like Bramham or Burley in the future, and hopefully, you know, Babington. So, you know, all of these events, although we're hoping to be competitive, are also good experiences and stepping stones in the right direction for the horse to develop that repertoire. So he really knows how to cope with his balance on the undulations, which we have here, and build the right muscles to allow his body to develop to be stronger and better in the future.
And thinking about that, what are you going to do tonight to prepare yourself for tomorrow?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to do the dressage test, get down to the prize giving, and enjoy a bit of that Paul Rogers champagne first. But yeah, I mean, you know, we get the horses back. We always give them a little bit of a massage and stuff, and they really relax at home, which is weird going home. We're not stable in here. And yeah, we'll have an early night and then be back up tomorrow. We always get here in plenty of time, make sure the horses are settled at the show, so you're not rushing about. And I'll have my final walk of the cross-country course and just get mentally prepared for it. The horses only pick up on your kind of nerves and tension. So it's really important as a rider to try and remain quite calm and focused. And hopefully we'll do that and have a good performance.